Part A. In this part of the test, you'll hear two different extracts. In each extract, a health professional is talking to a patient. At the start of each extract, you'll hear this sound. Now look at the notes for extract one. Extract one, questions 1 to 12. You hear a dermatologist talking to a patient called Janice Cox, who's been referred by her GP. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
Now, Mrs. Cox, I've got your notes here, but perhaps you could tell me a little bit about the skin problems you've been having, in your own words, that is.
Sure. Well, I'm 50 now, so I'm hardly at the traditional age for spots. But as you can see here on my chin and my nose, I've developed these large lumps. I mean, I never thought I'd have to worry about such things at my age, but they look quite red and they're really bothering me. And then on my cheeks, these tiny blood vessels have appeared too. And I've got these pimples as well on my forehead. They don't bother me as much though, if I'm honest. They're quite small.
I see.
At least I haven't got blackheads. My face was covered with those when I was a teenager. And I used to have quite smooth skin too. And now the affected areas feel rough, you know, if I touch them. It's really quite upsetting to have all this come on so suddenly.
I can imagine. Have you noticed any other symptoms?
Yes, I have actually. On and off I get a stinging feeling, again just on the skin on my face, mainly in this central part. And it itches all the time too. I keep on having to scratch it. It's such a nuisance. It really is. I thought at first it was all down to sunburn. I mean, I do like to be outside whenever the weather's good, so I wondered if I'd perhaps overdone it. And something else, honestly, as if I didn't have enough to worry about, something which has bothered me ever since I was a kid, actually, is that I blush so often and for no apparent reason. It's all making me feel very self-conscious, and I feel I just want to hide away from people.
I appreciate how you must feel, but, you know, other people won't be as aware of it as you are. Any other areas of your skin affected?
Well, something I'm getting a lot of on my eyelids, and that's styes. They actually hurt quite a bit. That's something I've never had before, so I don't know why I keep on getting them now. My eyes feel itchy and irritated too. I try not to rub them, but it's hard not to sometimes. They look quite bloodshot too. I don't know what I can do about that.
I see. And what about other things? How's your appetite, for example?
No change there, to be honest. I've still got a healthy appetite.
Good.
Although I have had to give up spicy foods. I noticed that they were definitely making my symptoms worse. I eat a pretty healthy diet now overall. I've never smoked either and I don't drink much. Nothing during the week and just a couple of glasses of wine at weekends. I used to spend an hour every day in the gym too. I'm a hotel receptionist and it was so handy having the gym on site so I could go there at lunchtime. But I had to cut back on my exercise regime because that definitely made the symptoms worse. I'd come back from the gym to the front desk and my skin would be redder than ever. It was really hard to face the public. I thought they'd all be wondering what was wrong with me.
Well, try not to worry too much. We'll get some treatment sorted out straight away, which will definitely reduce your symptoms. First of all, I'm going to prescribe some antibiotics, oxytetracycline, that will specifically target the skin inflammation. We'll see how you get on with those. Then later on, if need be, we can try a stronger therapy called vascular laser treatment. That needs to be done at repeated intervals. But as I say, let's first see how you...